you've reached the Conservative Hippie Podcast, a common sense look at life, the universe, and everything. Here's your host, Jay Fratt, the Conservative Hippie.
Oh, what's happening? It's been a minute. I know. Several years I have given up my life to volunteer for my county, my state, my country. What a wild ride it has been. Probably the highlight of the last several years is joining Eric John Berner on his presidential campaign trail and trying to get this holistic, well-qualified, unknown character into the zeitgeist, into the mix. And we may have failed to get on that debate stage, to get into the conversation for president of the United States under the banner of the Republican Party. But man, I learned so much along the way, and doing something right and doing it fully and doing it to your best and doing it with the best intentions, you know, nobody can take that away from me or Eric. But this trip isn't done, and I have what I view is the best idea, the best program that I've come across since I started volunteering several years ago. Eric calls it the New Red Deal. I like to call it our fusion future. And I'm going to remind you about it because in this news cycle that whips by us hour to hour by hour, day after day, sending us in all kinds of new directions, this is a pinnacle plan that can save the country and thus save the world. And I don't mean to use those hyperbolic terms with great exaggeration. I mean to use them with precision. We're talking about a technological leap that would transform the United States and the globe. So I wanted to share a little write-up I did that gives a general idea of what this Fusion Future plan is. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to answer some specific questions.
Fusion Future, the plan.
What if I told you there was a plan to eliminate the effects of inflation, maintain King Dollar as the global benchmark in currency, onshore manufacturing back to the United States, and launch the Western Hemisphere into a new era of prosperity and peace? And what if I told you all this could be accomplished with one technological program executed by the incoming Trump administration? All the pieces to our fusion future are in place. Lawrence Livermore Labs created Fusion Ignition in December of 2022. The test produced more energy output than was input. The long-theorized fusion technology was proven. However, a national strategy has eluded the current Biden administration.
The technology.
Media oxygen for ideas and scientific breakthroughs is tough to come by in this narrative-driven world that moves information hour to hour. One large factor in the hidden nature of Lawrence Livermore Labs' Fusion Ignition is a parallel competing fusion technology that has the media power of corporate and foreign interests. There are two types of fusion energy technologies being developed. One is a smaller form factor reactor that uses magnets, coils, and kinetic motion. The other uses lasers to create inertial fusion energy. Many entities across the globe are racing to develop the first functioning tokamak reactor, the type of technology that uses magnets and coils. China, Russia, South Korea, the United Kingdom, and even the Vatican are developing a tokamak reactor. Here in Washington State, Microsoft recently invested in a local company, Helion, that is at the forefront of private commercial development of fusion energy using magnets and coils in design. The Fusion Future Plan for a national fusion project uses the laser-based system developed by the Department of Energy at Lawrence Livermore Labs. It's natural that the numerous commercial and foreign government projects get all the attention, while the laser-based system is relegated to internal DOE press releases. To be clear, the Lawrence Livermore Labs fusion ignition is the most significant proof of concept test in energy production history. The Fusion Future Plan will develop industrial-scale giant lasers to create a thermonuclear fusion reaction. This method has been proven and can be scaled to industrial size capabilities. Think of one industrial fusion reactor powering the entire Pacific Northwest with clean, sustainable energy. The tokamak design using magnets and coils is being developed for small form factor use, like powering tech data centers. This is a battle of commercial interests versus a big idea for national interests.
The money.
In 2022, John Podesta was put in charge of $370 billion in clean energy investments as part of the Green New Deal. That program morphed into the Inflation Reduction Act. The act created a jobs program based on debt to supposedly fight inflation while tackling the climate crisis. $370 billion is a lot of money already budgeted for green new technology. This year, that program morphed into the Green New Deal for Public Housing Act. This act allocated $230 billion to change over all public housing into zero-carbon, high-efficiency homes. Meanwhile, just recently, congressional representatives and Lawrence Livermore Labs announced a $16 million boost in funding to achieve the Department of Energy goal of fusion energy commercialization within a decade. Yes, $16 million was touted as a boost in funding to a $630 million fusion budget. And yes, remember, the U.S. taxpayers, through their representatives, budgeted $370 billion in Green New Deal funding that prioritizes windmills, jobs programs based on foreign-sourced resources like solar, and high-efficiency homes over advanced laser technology that could change the world. Under current leadership, the United States Fusion Energy Program receives less than 0.2% of the Green New Deal budget. The majority of funding for plasma fusion labs is run through the NNSA, National Nuclear Security Administration. The NNSA is a semi-autonomous agency within the U.S. Department of Energy, responsible for enhancing national security through the military application of nuclear science. 77% of the funding for Lawrence Livermore Labs comes from the NNSA. Lawrence Livermore Labs states that they are aiming for commercialization of fusion energy, but they are funded by a semi-autonomous agency with military application as its directive. The money, paths, and mechanisms are all in place, but currently, politicians fund pet projects and turn a blind eye to semi-autonomous DOE efforts.
America first.
Follow me into a thought experiment. Please think of the sovereign nations and regional cultures across the globe as competitors instead of enemies, partners instead of allies. This concept falls in line with the national identity philosophy Donald J. Trump laid out in his UN speech in September 2018. A prosperous globe represents the cultural identity and sovereignty of all nation states. The United States has been a global leader in freedom and self-governance in the past. The Fusion Future Plan allows the United States and its citizens to take that lead once more. For decades, the United States has tinkered, repressed, and built foreign nations across the globe. The U.S. economy has been transformed from a quality brand of Made in America to a service economy fueled by the underlying activity of foreign nations. These competing economies have risen to a level where cooperation and competition can raise prosperity across the globe like never before. But a strong and prosperous U.S. economy is necessary in this equation. Our fusion future will see the United States regain its brand status as a global manufacturer of innovation and quality. This plan is created out of necessity. Reliance on competitors for foundational ingredients has created an insecure supply chain. The virtue of the Green New Deal only survives with the ignorance of environmental effects in foreign lands. The push to build U.S. competitors in the past several decades has created this insecure national security situation. But it also has created an opportunity for decoupling without economic collapse. These economic competitors can survive through new partnerships while the U.S. rises to a new level of economic power. What may seem like a dangerous situation now will be the building blocks of a thriving, multi-layered global economic structure in the future. All this is only created with a global leader that ascends to a new level of economic power. With the Fusion Future Plan, once again, the United States will tap its DNA as an innovator and builder within a free society.
The results.
Inflation is eroding the prosperity of the citizens of the United States. The pernicious nature of inflation cannot be destroyed, but instead must be swallowed by an economy. The Fusion Future Plan allows the U.S. economy to grow into the current inflationary environment instead of succumbing to it. This current economic mess was created by the global search for lower cost structures. The United States became too expensive to manufacture within, and consumers became drunk on cheap goods. Global partners were built out, raising the prosperity of their citizens to eventually become competitors. Abundant clean energy could transform the landscape of economic activity, all while satisfying the environmental concerns of global citizens. Manufacturing will find a home again within the borders of the United States. The cheap, abundant clean energy will be the cost savings to not only attract corporate manufacturing, but to also grow the U.S. economy into the current inflationary environment.
Leadership.
Born out of the divisive chaos our country is experiencing, are selfless citizen volunteers grabbing the wheel of a runaway autonomous electric vehicle. The Fusion Future Plan is part of the new Red Deal, developed by Eric John Berner. The structure of U.S. governance has become bulbous, with too many factions competing for a slice of the tax pie instead of the prosperity of citizens. The bureaucracy, splintered into semi-autonomous structures, lacking guidance and oversight to maintain mission focus and coordination. The Fusion Future Plan takes advantage of a strong leader like President Trump. This plan gives the Trump administration the positive turn necessary to galvanize the citizenry behind national pride and ascension. The new Red Deal is a modern Manhattan Project and moon landing wrapped into one clear objective: industrial fusion energy. Eric John Berner ran for U.S. president in 2023 to highlight ideas that can create a prosperous future for the United States outside of special interests. His volunteer spirit leads the way to focus the federal government once again on the national interests of its people. With a strong leader like Donald J. Trump as president, and citizen volunteers like Eric John Berner leading within the bureaucratic structure, the United States can vault itself from a superpower to a hypernation. American exceptionalism will return, and the shining city on the hill will be empowered once again for the entire world to see. All right, I'm back. Let's open this up to questions. Before I do, I just want to be clear. I sent this produced piece to a bunch of friends, colleagues, a real diverse mix of people and backgrounds, and I got a lot of great questions back. One of the first questions I got back referred to the tokamak design fusion reactor, and I made it clear in that piece, and I want to make it clear to start the conversation, this question-answer session, that the big idea, industrial fusion energy, as put forth through a United States program owned by the citizens of the United States, executed by the federal government, Department of Energy, is not the tokamak design that is so popular being sought after across the globe. We mentioned the Vatican. We mentioned many different countries. One of the biggest private fusion energy plans or projects is actually here in Washington State, my state, up in Everett, Washington, by a company named Helion. Now, Helion has received major investments, up to $600 million at this point. Remember, in this piece I just produced, we talked about the Biden administration juicing with $16 million. Their overall budget, which doesn't just go to fusion, is $670 million. So $600 million investment has gone into Helion by people like Sam Altman with OpenAI. Nucor Steel has invested in Helion. Microsoft has invested in Helion. So think about this private push, as I stated in the produced piece, is trying to create small form factor fusion reactors for data centers to power AI, to power a single steel power plant. And just to demonstrate that, Helion, if they become successful, is expected to generate, their first project is expected to generate 50 megawatts of power. Now understand, one nat gas power plant produces 500 megawatts of power. So we are talking about small form factor, whether it's with the Helion project or these tokamak designs. What we are talking about is giant lasers creating that plasma ball at an industrial scale size. All right, now that we got that out of the way, let's get to these questions.
Nuclear poses a hovering threat to its neighbors and the general public over the prospect of a meltdown. What are the safety concerns of living near this proposed industrial fusion reactor?
It's a great question. The nuclear process creates nuclear waste as it splits an atom. When we create this plasma ball that mimics the sun, it is going to be contained. It's going to be self-contained, essentially. It doesn't work unless you can contain it. And that's one of the technological breakthroughs that are required to achieve industrial scale is a confinement chamber that will work. But essentially, the byproduct of this process is helium. If for whatever reason the fusion reactor shuts down, that's it. That's all that happens. It shuts down. There is no outlying danger to the community from the fusion reactor shutting down or having some sort of catastrophic event.
At what point in the future would fusion energy be expected to achieve economies of scale such that it is completely integrated into our lives and then considered a major competitor to the energy industry?
What a great question. A complex question for a complex topic. The heart of the question is about integration into our lives. That is a step ahead of where we need to get to first. I like to think of this as we need to get to that pilot first industrial scale fusion reactor first. All things will flow after that point. You can think of the way private industry will get involved. You can think of all the infrastructure that will be needed to be built in tandem, or at least very soon after the ramp up of that first industrial fusion reactor. So I'll try to answer the question directly. When I used to say we can get this done within 5 years, and the experts would say, no, it's like 6 years. And I held on. I said, no, I think we could get it done in 5 years. Recently, those experts that used to think it would take longer than 5 years now think it can be done within 4 years. So within this upcoming, incoming Trump administration, I think by the end of that administration, I think we can have the first industrial scale fusion reactor online and proven. Then to answer this direct question, all the integration within life, within our economy, that starts to flow at a rapid pace, because then you need to think of, okay, well, they've got a fusion reactor out in the Pacific Northwest where they barely even need it because they've got clean energy sources and hydroelectric dams. We need to get this to the Rust Belt. Next thing you know, steel industry is firing back up, making automobiles in America again, making washing machines in America again. And then you think of all these new technology companies, whether it be cloud computing or AI, Bitcoin mining, right? Trump's talking a lot about Bitcoin lately. Well, how well can you mine if your energy is free? All of this has to come with major infrastructure packages. All of it is done in tandem with private industry. But the fusion reactor, the technology itself, must be safeguarded and owned by the American people. That way we own it. That is our technology to lease out to our partners. Okay? Because this competition is coming. The fusion energy breakthroughs in the future in other countries are going to come. When we get there first, we will be able to take our country, which infrastructure is stagnant and old compared to, say, let's say China, that is already flowing at a rapid pace. Commerce is moving very quickly. They have very technologically advanced infrastructure systems to move people. Now, all of a sudden, we get this advancement, and our infrastructure can advance. Again, we use the term hypernation. The United States would become a hypernation, and we would no longer worry about competing with superpowers.
How do you go from lab to industrial scale?
How do you go from the lab to industrial scale? That cuts right to the heart of it, doesn't it? I've given up a couple years of my life to try to push big ideas like this forward in this chaotic time we're living in. This is the big idea. This can transform our country. So how do you do it? I believe it is political leadership that is required. Right now, everything is compartmentalized, so everybody's doing their own little specialty, and they're all cashing their paychecks. Those government paychecks cash, don't they? Every time. We need leadership that organizes and directs this compartmentalized bureaucratic structure for excellence and an end result that is tremendous. Everything we need is already here. The technology has been proven. It just has to be scaled up. All of the ingredients can be found within the United States of America. And that one of the particular ingredients that I talk a lot about is that innovative, competitive spirit. We need to tap that again that's in our DNA as a culture. So how do you get that done? Well, it all started when Eric John Berner ran for president. He picked me up and we went across the country like two dynamos, getting a positive message across of hope and prosperity in our future, not grift and chaos that we're currently under. Hanford is a site in the state of Washington that is a Manhattan Project site. It is currently a Superfund site. There are 1,000 people working at Hanford. They have nuclear waste problem there. You can convert that nuclear waste problem into ingredients to create the first fusion reactor. Right there on site at Hanford, legacy Manhattan Project site, right here in the Pacific Northwest, Washington State, a state known for technological innovation. Really, it's all there. It's just going to take political leadership. And I've been focused on that now for a couple years as I've approached members of Congress, potential members of Congress also, Joe Kent, for example, in Southwest Washington, and future governor of the state of Washington, Dave Reichert. All of these layers of the bureaucracy, from state executive office to congressional adjustments through legislation to the Trump administration, all of them will be working in concert to execute this national strategy that's going to happen.
Will the consumer benefit?
This program satisfies so many disparate factions within the United States and our culture. We're talking about clean energy, clean, sustainable energy, not using foreign-sourced bunk technology, but something grown and innovated, technologically advanced within the United States. This rolls into infrastructure upgrades. This rolls into public works programs for better travel within the United States. This rolls into onshoring manufacturing within the United States. I cannot say that the consumers' energy prices will go down because there's going to be costs in terms of the distribution. But in terms of industry and jobs here in the United States, this 100% will increase the prosperity in the United States. So will the consumer benefit? Yes, of course the consumer will benefit. And if you look at the uniting factor that this is, when I first started going around dropping these seeds with these different politicians, I would try to describe it to them as a weapon. This is a political weapon. I'm in the Republican Party. The Republican Party, the brand, has a terrible image for people that are concerned about climate change, all these things. This is a way for the Republican Party to capture its conservationist roots once again, expose the Green New Deal as the scam that it is, and present the country with the new Red Deal, as Eric Berner likes to call it, our fusion future, as I like to call it. This captures the attention of so many people and can be the catalyst to unite Americans. Then all of the benefits. Do your own thought experiment. I really like to think about this particular technological advancement that could come after an industrial fusion scale reactor is built. Think about down in Arizona. They've got a water problem in Arizona. If I'm not mistaken, the Colorado River is essentially being sucked dry trying to get water, not just to people, but to farms and irrigation. Well, desalinization is a technology that we already possess. Why haven't we built huge desalinization water plants and pipe that water into Arizona, create new farmlands, basically solve this water resource problem? The reason we haven't done that is because desalinization is a terribly energy-intensive process. Well, if you go and plant yourself an industrial-scale fusion reactor down in San Diego, the military gets access to it with their bases, and all of a sudden you can build an industrial-sized desalinization plant and start getting fresh water inland. That's just one idea that can come. Do your own thought experiment. You think of something that could come from industrial scale, clean, sustainable energy. I'm going to wrap up now because I promised myself I'd end this at 30 minutes. We're right at that 30-minute mark now. It's just going to be terribly important to get this pushed forward. I believe it is political will that will make this happen. This is a big idea. Do we know anybody? Do we know any egotistical leader that would love to attach themselves to a generationally important technological advancement that's the big idea? I mean, I'm sorry, if we're going to save the country and the world, I'd put a big old T on top of that fusion reactor and give him all the credit in the world. But we need to make this happen. We need to get it up the chain. We need to have all the pieces in place so that when we say go, we can meet that 4-year deadline that we've imposed. And I will tell you that there are things happening behind the scenes that I see from my perspective. I'll give you, for those of you that hung in there this long in the 31st minute, I'll tell you something that I've seen that I don't think anybody else in the country sees from my perspective. One of the heroes of the last decade, to me, somebody who stood for integrity, transparency, honesty, and execution of bureaucracy and government, is Admiral Mike Rogers. And he was the head of the NSA. And when others went to Congress and lied to Congress, Mike Rogers told the truth. And he believes in the systems of government if they are adhered to honestly with integrity and excellence. Mike Rogers retired from the NSA, passed it to Paul Nakasone. What does Mike Rogers do to this day? Well, you'll never guess. Mike Rogers is on the board of a company that is working on quantum encryption. So what would we need if we were going to keep a wildly secretive and classified technological program secure for national security interests? Well, you'd need the next level of encryption, wouldn't you? Mike Rogers is working on that. Mike Rogers passed the baton at the NSA to Paul Nakasone. If I'm getting his name wrong, I apologize. Paul Nakasone retired from the NSA, and now he's on the board of a company. What company? He's on the board of OpenAI, Sam Altman's organization. So again, if we were going to speed up, meet a 4-year requirement, reach technological innovations that we still need to execute this at industrial scale, there he is, right in place to be a part of a highly classified secret government program. So some people might say all the aces are in their places. I've traveled the country the last 2 years. I was gifted this insight from Eric Berner. He's given up his life. I've given up my life in service to the country to try to bring advancement to our republic. We've shared this with future Congress people. We've shared this with future governor of Washington State, where the first pilot industrial scale fusion reactor will be located, if I have anything to do with it. And even in those travels, we've met with the head of Princeton Fusion Labs, the gentleman who oversees all of the fusion programs for the United States of America. All of the aces are in their places. It's just going to take leadership to step forward and say go.
We love you, Jay.
The dude is all right.
It's all about community. Come join us. You can find me on Twitter at JFrat. And all episodes of the Conservative Hippie Podcast and show notes are published at theconservativehippie.com. And of course, as always, if you want to support this podcast and support your smoking lifestyle, go to smokinjays.com and use coupon code HIPPIE, HIPPIE, for 15% off at checkout.
Please come back to tell me you found my baby doll. If she lost her dog,
made us silly.